In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The thoughts for meditation this morning are taken from the Old Testament reading. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Who would have thought? After all, game over. Done deal. It's time to throw in the towel. That might have been how the people of Israel felt during the time of Isaiah. After all, think about it. The kingdom of the north had been punished by God and sent into exile in 722 at the hands of the Assyrians. Then God judged the kingdom of the south a mere two decades later as it was attacked again in 701 BC, again at the hands of the Assyrians. Jerusalem stood alone, but its time was coming also. Israel had been defeated. Things had gone terribly wrong. What was left? One could hardly blame Israel if it was rather despondent and disillusioned. After all, God had judged them. One could hardly blame them for thinking that in that judgment of God, that God had abandoned them. The only question left, perhaps the only real question, was should they now worship the seemingly more powerful gods of Assyria? Who would have thought that in the midst of God's judgment, a promise appears? In the midst of God's judgment, a passage that is a gracious invitation, where the God of Israel comes close and invites his people to find a rich food instead of that which does not satisfy. The invitation is issued with imperatives: come, listen, seek, call upon, forsake, and return. The cost of the ticket is zero. The only entrance requirement is hunger and thirst. Who would have thought in the midst of this judgment that God would make an everlasting covenant with David? Nations will come to the servant. A promise of an eternal covenant that would apply to many nations is given. In other words, the very same creator who punished his people approaches them as the forgiving God. Who would have thought? God's logic transcends our own. God shows his uniqueness as the God of Israel in a surprising way. He pardons sinners. He pardons sinners abundantly. But his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways, not our ways. Who would have thought? What about in our own day? This text addresses Israel as it experienced judgment through the loss of homes, the loss of a nation, captivity, and exile. Doesn't appear to be the situation in which you and I live in 21st century America. You and I live in a country where the economy continues to improve the standard of living for most. We live in a country where advances in medical care continue the onslaught and fight against diseases. We live in a country where technology makes many things in life easier, and if not always easier, at least makes, or at least gives us cool things to play with. We have individual liberties. Yet we too must be cautious not to extrapolate from our experience of these things to drawing conclusions about God. If Israel thought that God had abandoned them because of judgment, we Americans perhaps are too inclined to think that God is with us because of our prosperity. Who would have thought that perhaps we encounter our own forms of judgment within the midst of a prosperous society? That we encounter God's judgment all around us, not in the same way that Israel experienced it, not in the sense of a country like Assyria conquering and taking people captive. But we may well encounter the judgment of God all around us, the kind that Paul spoke of. We can put it in terms of an old Burger King commercial: have it your way. If that's the way you want it, fine. Have it your way. And so God hands people over to the desires and the pursuit of idols. Indeed, the Reformers spoke of the human heart as a veritable factory of idols. And yet, in the pursuit of a neo-materialistic life, a life whereby we pamper the inner self with material things, a life whereby we seek our identity in material things, people experience disillusionment. The creaturely things, just as in Isaiah's day, cannot bear the weight of our faith. They cannot bear the weight of the burden we would put upon them to look after us in time and eternity. It's well said in a line from a song called "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina." It comes from the musical Evita. The line goes, regarding possessions, "They are illusions. They are not the solutions they promised to be." Who would have thought that in the midst of a prosperous country and a technologically advanced society, that God would come to us through an ordinary and inconspicuous word about a most unlikely story and promise? What could be more indicative that God's ways are not our ways, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, than the incarnation of our Savior, Jesus Christ? Think about it. The Son of God became a human being in order to die. The creator of 40 billion galaxies became a creature in order to die. God sent his Son into the world in order to execute him for us. Who would have thought of it? Who could have come up with a plan as crazy or more far-fetched than that? Well, his ways certainly are not our ways. Or consider the death of Jesus. And I don't mean the crucifixion, but the dead Jesus. The 16th century painter Hans Holbein created a painting called "The Dead Christ." It's quite remarkable. It doesn't portray Jesus on the cross, but Jesus laying on a slab in the grave, stiff as a board, rigor mortis setting in. You can almost picture a gravestone at the head. "Here lies the Son of God, the creator of the universe." Who would have thought that this was God himself? Or that God would raise his Son on the third day? And that body that lay in the grave developing rigor mortis now sits at the right hand of God, governing the church through the Holy Spirit, through whom he dispenses the forgiveness of sins daily and richly to you and all believers. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. Well, for that matter, who would have thought that the promises in Isaiah are here for you and me? Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Who would have thought that these promises, several thousand years later, the promises of an eternal covenant that are sealed with the body and blood of Christ, the promises of an eternal covenant are now here given for you and me. Incline your ear to me. Listen that you may live. Here, in the body and blood, we partake of that everlasting covenant of which Isaiah spoke. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.